second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Michael T. Snyder. He is a contributor to the Activist Post, whose website is activistpost.com. Michael's websites are theeconomiccollapseblog.com and endoftheamericandream.com. We will take your calls after the next commercial at 800-313-9443. Okay, so the American military went into the Philippines, and that was after they invaded Cuba over a false flag called the USS Maine, which was set up to explode internally, and then they blamed the Spanish for it, went in and grabbed up land there. The U.S. military went over to the Philippines and used, they experimented on them with certain vaccines that were out of date here in this country, ended up killing several thousand, 100,000, and decimated that country, and then kept it under their jurisdiction for the next 45 years. So how do you come up with the idea that we were isolationist?
Well, I guess it's a matter of degree because, during a century ago or whatever, we did have a policy of staying out of the wars in Europe and some of the things that were happening, and we mainly focused on, our continent, North America, and the islands, nearby mostly, and certainly that, we were involved in a lot of military conflicts and wars, but, over in Europe, and even we saw World War One started, and we stayed out of it for the first couple of years, and then World War II started, and we initially stayed out of it, but now today, we jump in with both feet at first thing of any conflict or anything that's going on around the entire globe, we jump in with both feet. So certainly today we are more eager than ever to jump in. I guess that's a better way of putting it.
We start stuff. There's no jumping in. I mean, I should say the military starts stuff. The CIA starts stuff. The CIA went into Vietnam and created all kinds of chaos. So, yes, before World War One, this country was very, very, they did not want to go to war, stayed out of it. Wilson urged us to, in fact, he ran on a peace platform, as they all do. And yet there were certain elements in his administration, one of them that kind of blackmailed him and got us into war. And that was right after the Federal Reserve was created, and the Federal Reserve Act, or the Federal Reserve, was created so that they could start shifting money all over the globe from America. And that is the whole purpose for the Federal Reserve. So who do you think is behind all of this stuff?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve is at the very core of, the problems this country is facing, and certainly the economic situation that we're facing. The American people were told, the Federal Reserve will come in and will stabilize things, and we won't have depressions, we won't have panics. Well, of course, 20 years later, we had the Great Depression. And, if you look back, we've had the Federal Reserve almost 100 years now. And the Federal Reserve, since the Federal Reserve was created, the value of the U.S. dollar has declined by well over 95%. Some analysts would say close to 98%. And meanwhile, before the Federal Reserve came into existence, we did not have an ongoing problem with inflation in this country. There were times of inflation, but it was not a constant thing. But since then, the value of the U.S. dollar has constantly gone down.
Okay, hold that thought, Michael. We do have to take a 3-minute break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Michael T. Snyder. He is a contributor to the Activist Post. That website is activistpost.com. His websites are the Economic Collapse blog.com and End of the American Dream. End of the American Dream.com. And we will take your calls, and we've got callers lining up. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Now, before the establishment of the Federal Reserve, there was a crash in 1837. There was a crash in 1857. There were several crashes during the 70s. There was a big economic collapse in 1893, where you had the fight over whether to use to be bimetal. Then you had a big crash in 1907, which set up the economy, which set up the American population to accept what they thought was going to be a solution to the economic problems. And of course, this was all set up. All of these crashes were orchestrated by the very same folks, as was the Federal Reserve. Your comments?
Yeah, well, it's the same pattern of a problem, reaction, solution. And the big banks, the big monopolies of the day, they wanted, you know, a central banking system. And so, they certainly took advantage of the problems which came about, and many people
believe that. They didn't come about. They created them. They created them. They didn't just happen. I mean, if you read the real history of the 1929 crash, you understand exactly who was behind it, who was celebrating that night in their penthouses and drinking past midnight and laughing their heads off. They did not it didn't just happen because Americans were stupid, inefficient, non-productive. It happened because they orchestrated it. So why don't we take a caller? Or okay, go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead and comment to that.
I'm in agreement with you, and certainly what they created with the Federal Reserve was a perpetual debt creation machine where all money in our society is created through debt. And so now, you know, since the Federal Reserve was created, the U.S. national debt has gotten more than 5,000 times larger. And that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to get the U.S. government and all the rest of us in tremendous amounts of debt, and then they make money off the interest that we pay on that debt. So for their purposes, the bankers who designed this Federal Reserve system, it's worked exceedingly well and made them exceedingly wealthy.
Right. All righty. Let's take Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna, for taking my call. What a wonderful topic, and I really enjoy your show, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate that.
I've actually been circulating this article that Michael has put together to business owners and friends in varying degrees of reality and denial for their evaluation, and for some, they nod their head, and others, it kind of puts them into a tilt mode where they, you know, they're not sure what they're reading. It's like when you hear so many lies, when you get a shot of the truth, they're in a state of denial. You've touched on so many great subjects, including the Federal Reserve, who, just as an example, they've devalued about 98% of the dollar since their beginning, and they're, you know, revealed as heroes on about every talk show by every analyst. They all read from the same script. And that's kind of the point of my call. All these programs and all these rails you've touched, whether it's crime, immigration, our selling guns, our CIA's work for wars, it's all sold to the public as it's good for you. And I don't care what people's hot button is, regardless of party, vaccinations, wars, housing crises, nothing's by accident. These people are working from a blueprint. I sincerely believe that. And they're going to continue destroying this country and our people. And what I think your work here is doing is fanning the brush fires of liberty. And I'm hoping it'll stimulate some actual thought process for my fellow Illinoisans and people across America who want to paint themselves blue on the weekend and watch football. What do you see as a solution when every viable person who gets out there as a truth teller is undermined as a kook or anti-Semitic or this or that? They're labeling. What do you think we can do to start to address this or get people rallied up? I mean, if you would let me on the air two nights a week and explain to America how bad their pajama flaps getting pulled down and what's happening to them, I could get people in the streets, but they won't let that happen. They're systematically attacked. So what do you see as part of the solution? And incidentally, our churches and organizations have been destroyed. There was groups that came in times of need when America needed them, like during Reconstruction. Those groups today are considered terrorists. What we're talking about might be considered terrorists now. What do you see as a solution to rally people and to help us?
Well, I think that there is a growing number of people who are getting educated and who are not tuning into to their mainstream media, but who are listening to alternative media. And I think you also have to be careful about which alternative media you listen to, who are not willing to point the finger at the real cabal. But I think that there, like I say, there is a growing number of people who aren't going to believe that anymore, who aren't going to believe the corporate media. And I think that, well, I do what I do because it's something that once you find out about something, once you understand about what is going on, then you want to share it. And I think that you want to do the same thing, in distributing articles or whatever you do, that alerts other people. You know, whether you're calling in to talk shows or whether you're distributing information or participating in other ways, I think that we all have to do our part. Once we learn something, we have an obligation to tell other people, even if it makes us look a little bit ridiculous, even though people laugh. Remember that there are three stages of receiving the truth. First, you're ridiculed, first you're violently opposed, then you're ridiculed, and then a person will accept the truth as if, well, of course it's true. So I think that that many people in this country are going through that process now. The one big problem that we have in this country is multiculturalism. And that is the class situation that I mentioned earlier, is that we have so many different classes of people, so many different people who are not willing to be unified. We have Mexicans from Mexico who are up here trying to get a job. We have Iraqis who've had their country bombed into smithereens coming over. We have all of these various classes of people that we don't seem to become unified, because we're all fighting each other. It's just like the Democrats and the Republicans. They're fighting each other. And, of course, they're both serving the same, exact same entity. So,
Deanna and Michael, is it safe to say that greater minds than ours have grappled with this tyrannical Rubik's Cube, if you will, before, and came to the conclusion that crying and praying and voting were not going to get us out of this? And do you see, and I'm speaking more metaphorically, I'm not asking everybody to pick up a pitchfork and torch right now, but do you see the solution being more towards that ladder than it being, because I've heard a whole lot of years of talking about winning the hearts and minds of people, and that seems to be a complete failed Titanic. Your thoughts
indeed
on that?
Indeed. As you say, we've been talking about it, praying about it, doing a whole lot of other things, but they're still moving ahead. Mm-hmm. They're still moving ahead with their agenda, and until we recognize who it is that is behind this agenda and take some sort of action, I don't know what kind of an action one could take. I tend to be a nonviolent person, but I definitely believe in defending myself against those who wish to hurt me and would do so. I'm not the kind of person to turn the other cheek. You know, turning the other cheek is all fine and good if you're talking about getting along with other members of your family or on a personal level. Yes, forgive people around you, but you don't forgive a criminal cabal that is attempting to destroy your life, your family, and your nation. That's a totally different thing.
Deanna, thank you so much. I'll let other folks weigh in, but thanks for taking my call. And if you do think of anything else to get the folks fired up or whatever, or some other group, let me know. I'd be interested in your comments. We have to do something to fight this globalism.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Michael, what are your thoughts? How would you respond?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to realize how powerful this establishment is, which is controlling all of us. If you take a look at the mainstream media, there are just six gigantic media corporations that essentially own more than 90% of what Americans listen to, what they watch, what they hear, what they see on television, and they own movie studios, they own radio stations, they own publishing houses, they even own large internet sites. So these six gigantic media corporations, and that's why it seems like whatever channel you switch to, you're getting the same type of news wherever you turn, is because the establishment controls those six gigantic media corporations, and they feed us the type of news and information and entertainment that the establishment wants us to have. And it's a very powerful...
Michael, I'm sorry. We do need to cut to a break. Let's pick this up on the other side. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
If If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My guest today is Michael T. Snyder, a contributor to the Activist Post. His websites are theeconomiccollapseblog.com and endoftheamericandream.com. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Michael, just before we went to the break, you were talking about all of their, all of the perception management instruments that they use. You talked about the media. You talked about Hollywood. You could include educational apparatus in this country. But continue and respond to Jeff and what his comments were.
Absolutely. That's what you just mentioned was where I was going to go next with the education system, because our children, from the time that they're 5 years old or whatever, get plugged into this public school system, and all the way up through when they graduate, this agenda, the belief system of the elite, is being ingrained into them. And then when they go to college and universities, the exact same thing has happened. I spent 8 years at public universities pursuing different degrees, and I saw this firsthand, both as an undergraduate and then later on in the law school. This agenda is being relentlessly pushed, and so this is a very powerful force. But fortunately, truth is more powerful than lies. And we have truth on our side. Now, one of the big problems with the Patriot Movement or the Truth Movement or whatever you want to call it is that we're so divided. A lot of people in the movement want to fight with each other more than they want to focus on who the real enemies are. So, you know, even, you know, certainly the American people are more divided and fighting with each other more than ever. But even we see this in the Patriot Movement and the Liberty Movement. You know, we need to have a certain core set of values that we can agree on and come together with. And, but that seems to be extremely elusive. And then another whole dimension of this whole thing is, I believe there's a real spiritual dimension to all of this. And, you know, which a lot of people know in the Liberty or Patriot Movement, I think, don't really want to think about. But I think that plays a huge role as well.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think that the people behind this really like a lot of dissension. And I also believe that the so-called truth movement has been infiltrated, the same as I think that the churches have been infiltrated, and the churches are now nothing more than corporations who take monies that they get from their parishioners and to invest in other corporations. But yes, there is a lot of dissension and a lot of misinformation in the so-called truth movement now, and it's quite interesting that we've certainly had warnings. The so-called elite have issued numerous warnings. They tell us what they're going to do to us. They put it in their movies. In fact, I watched a movie yesterday. It was it had a lot of language, which was kind of disturbing, but it was called Margin Call. It's a very interesting movie, and I would recommend that people watch that movie. I don't know what year it was produced, but it is a very interesting movie. Let me read something from a book. In Benjamin Disraeli's 1852 novel, Coningsby, the character Sidonia mentions the dozens of Jews involved in the intellectual movement, those acting as financiers behind the European thrones and in multiple commercial and investment interests. He speaks of those involved in the recent revolutions and in an imminent revolution in Germany. He refers to the Jews who monopolize the professional positions in Germany and even the foundations of spiritual Christianity. Sidonia says that when he reads of peace and war in the newspapers and that sovereigns want treasure, it is the Jews that always provide the loans. He elaborates on the Jewish diplomats and their connections between belligerent countries, which always favor Jewish interests. He lists numerous countries, Russia, Spain, Prussia, or Holland, which, in every case, a Jew or a Nuevo Cristiano, a new Christian, is usually the influential decision maker. After this account, he says, and I quote, "So you see, my dear Coningsby, that the world is governed by very different personages from what is imagined by those who are not behind the scenes," unquote. People often fail to cite the circumstances of that last sentence, but leave it to the reader's imagination to determine the identity of those behind the scenes. Now, oftentimes we hear those people being referred to as the international bankers, or the ruling elite, or the Bilderberg Group, or some other group, the Trilateral Commission. But what an aggressive minority population needs more than anything else is a well-managed worldwide organization to facilitate their internationalist agenda and manipulate the circumstances behind the scenes. Now, there are some fools in the Patriot Movement that would like to contribute or attribute all of these problems to some crazy idea that the Nazis have taken over the U.S. government and are leading this whole organization, this whole operation. All right, we have to go to a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and we do have a bunch of callers lined up. Our guest today is Michael T. Snyder. His websites are theeconomiccollapseblog.com and endoftheamericandream.com. Did you want to say something?
Oh, no, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, did you want to make any comments before we take some callers?
Oh, I think it'd be great to go right to some callers. I think that would be wonderful.
All righty. Let's take Richard in Washington.
Good morning again. That was a great quote, Diana. That's Carol Quigley's Hidden Hand. You realize that they've been herd mentality manipulating.
Actually, it was from my book, but...
Well, no, what I'm saying is that is Carol Quigley's Hidden Hand. That's the background. They've been manipulating us ever since the Flavians and the Caesar bloodline, as they call it, and they've been pumping and dumping us, and now they pump and dump the whole world. So now we're at a true calling point. They used what they call fossil fuels, but abiotic oil, to actually get the most out of us. And now they're bunkered in, and like I pointed out in another program, I think the divine plan is, hey, they now can manipulate the weather, they can utilize an ice age, they can control that now because they know that's a reoccurring cycle, and us 90% useless eaters ever better start bunkering in like they are, because I think only remnants will survive. That's either individual families or groups. that'll come out of this ice age when they pop up with a warming of the weather after the end of the ice age.
Right, or any other way that they have of getting rid of us.
Exactly. Well, that's what they're doing now. That's what the GMO is all about. They've changed what we believe to be our food into vegetation, which they then GMO. That starts us on the process of eradication. Then when the cold weather comes in, we're already starving, so we quickly disappear. And then they come out of the bunkers at the end of this whole thing and start all over again. So, you know, it's going to be interesting times, as the Chinese would say.
Indeed. Indeed. Michael, would you like to comment to Richard's comments?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is environmentalism is being used as a philosophy to unite the world. I think the elite were searching for kind of an overriding philosophy to bring the world together that everyone could kind of agree on, and politics didn't really work, and religion didn't really work, but environmentalism, they say, hey, everyone can be concerned about the planet, and so they've made environmentalism almost a worldwide religion, and what this philosophy is being taught not only in the United States but all over the world, and the philosophy is that, you know, our world is dying. It's on the verge of total catastrophe. And the major problem with the environment is human activity. Therefore, the Earth is overpopulated. We need to reduce the population in order to save the planet. So this philosophy is being pushed very hard, and it's being spearheaded by the United Nations. And and the elite are using this to implement their agenda.
Exactly. That's how they started us out. They created the false religions of the Abrahamic and then ever since then, everything has been a false religion. Medicine's a false religion. Ecology's a false religion. Everything but the transfer of wealth into their hands by way of their funny money monopoly game of a fractional reserve banking system has been a unique and very dynamic plan to subjugate the herd, which is we, and then utilize the herd for their own benefit. And now they're bunkered in with their, you have to read The Rich and the Super Rich with Lundberg, and you found out they did this all with iliomocenaries from the Catholic Church. That was the beginning of corporations. And now,
I think it was a little bit different. I have that book also, Dick.
Okay. And go ahead. What's your take?
Well, I think we're getting away from where we were going here. I think that, yes, of course, they use all of these things, but we got to figure out who the they is. And going back to Jeff's phone call, we know what is going on. We have identified the people, and now we have to decide what to do, because look at what they are doing to us. In so many various ways, whether we're talking our physical bodies, our spiritual bodies, our economy, everything. And so we do need to identify and move forward.
Well, if you looked at the population growth curve, we're asymptotic. It's a little too late to have solutions at this point. Basically, they've already implemented the solution. The solution is destroy the 90%. They're useless eaters. I don't know how you're going to fight that game plan, because it's already in place and totally, what happened was the population got out of their control after the Black Plague and with the industrial and agricultural revolutions. And once that happened, essentially they had to take grains again and wipe out the 90%. So, I'd like to be optimistic, and I applaud you for your optimism, but I think it's a little late in the game.
Well, hey, thanks for your
phone
call. All right.
Enjoy.
Appreciate it. All right. Did you want to comment to Dick's comments? Or is it Richard?
I think he brought up a lot of, a wide range of points there. I guess I take a little bit of a different approach in that you know, he was, you know, putting some of the blame on religion. But in my perspective, there it's a battle of opposing spiritual forces. While if you look at all the secret societies at their highest levels, if you look at Bohemian Grove, if you look at, you know, what these the elitists at the top levels are into, it always turns out to be occultism or Luciferianism, which is very real and is very powerful, they're into these dark forces.
Sure, and of course, bringing religion into it, Jesus said who they were in the New Testament. He said that they were the synagogue of Satan, and so I think that he pinpointed it quite accurately, and I think that we need to use his terminology as well.
I would disagree with you there on the sense that, you know, Jesus himself was a Jew. You know,
I don't think so. He was a Judean. The word Jew wasn't invented then. But
the Bible says he came from the lineage of David. He came from that lineage.
He was an Israelite.
He observed the things of the scriptures of the day, you know. I think to point the finger at a certain religion or a group of people.
Well, he did, and if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. Let's take another phone call. Let's take Mike in Michigan.
Good to hear you, Deanna. You mentioned the concept of control of people, and I think if we understand at least one of the most pernicious types of control, we can find a way out of it. And a fellow who, back in 1945 in December, by the name of Beardsley Rummel, R-U-M-L, he gave a speech to the American Bar Association, which was produced in a magazine the following month. And in that, I got a paraphrase because I can't remember it exactly. He pointed out that, by the way, he titled his own speech as "Taxes for Revenue Are Obsolete." And he goes down through and he says, when governments begin to use the power of the printing press, they no longer need your paper, my paper, anyone else's paper to go on, because they've got the power of the press. And he continued, and again paraphrasing, he said that the only purpose left for what people believe to be taxation is for social control. And I think that if we understood that, and we might find a way out of control whatsoever, especially quit using their paper. Yeah, it seems like a daunting task, but it truly isn't. So anyway, I just thought I'd pass that along. The guy's name is Beardsley Rummel. You can find his speech on the internet, and it's a good read.
Well, thank you so much for that. Yes, there are various ways that we could do this, because if you hit them where it hurts, and it seems to be the pocketbook, the wallet, is the way to get them. So, Michael, would you like to comment to Mike's suggestions or comments?
Well, as he was talking about printing and the government power to print, it just caused something in my mind to spark, and that's this talk now of those, particularly on the left, saying, hey, if the Congress won't authorize a rise in the debt ceiling, Obama should just print up a $1 trillion coin to pay the government's bills. So, you know, and just how absurd that would be. We've lost control of the government, and the government is just going crazy. And, you know, we're seeing this in so many different ways.
Well, I don't know that we ever had control of the government. I think one entity has always had control of the government. And this left and right paradigm, the left is controlled and the right is controlled just by different factions. The left is controlled by Marxist Jews and the right is controlled by Zionist Jews. That's just the way it is. All right, let's take Shelley in Texas.
Hello?
Yes, Welcome.
Welcome. I mean, thank you, Deanna, and excellent, excellent show as usual. I hadn't planned on calling in, and I was just writing down notes. I thought I was going to be later in line. The second caller, the first or second, the one who listened and had not called, his
yes.
comments were so good. Really enjoyed them. And I'm, Deanna, I am so glad you agree that Christ was not a Jew, but a Judean. Those are kind of my same conclusions.
Right.
He called them the synagogue of Satan, and what was his main act of violence in the New Testament against the Pharisees?
Yeah, the only time that he ever actually got mad was in the temple court when he tipped the tables of the money changers, and he braided a cord and said I can't quote it specifically, but said that that they would not make his father's house a house of and then, of course, the Pharisees and the Sadducees then went on to see that the Romans crucified him. And remember,
yes.
the beginning of the week, everybody was praising him, welcoming him back to Jerusalem. And within just a short period of time, there were a group of people that took control of the crowd so that they went from 7 days before praising him for his actions to demanding his death. And it took some form of perception management, crowd control, if you will, where one or two people dispersed in a crowd started demanding his death, and pretty soon you had the whole crowd demanding his death. And this is the influence that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the people that he referred to as the synagogue of Satan had. That's just my take on it.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you so much. And I agree. If you could put a label, like it used to be, they're trying to take this word out of the English language. And I think from a call before, I had mentioned usury. A couple of calls, right? Maybe.
Yes.
But
yes.
That is a sin. And there is an excellent, this is the primary reason I called, Michael Hoffman. Recently gave a lecture. It's on YouTube. It was posted January 3rd of this year, 2013. Usury in Christendom, the mortal sin that was and now is not. Is that great or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not listen to it, but I did buy his recent book. It just came out in December,
good.
And that is the name of his book.
Oh.
I
yes.
have not read it yet, but I have it sitting on the coffee table downstairs and plan to read it. And I also would love to have him back on my program.
Oh, he is brilliant, really brilliant. And, of course, he is a critic, but a strong apologist for Roman Catholicism because it's such a unified strength. And, just listening to, I think it's about a 20-minute talk on YouTube, and it was excellent. I listened to it late last night, but I think, the number one problem is the Federal Reserve's usury against
mm-hmm.
us.
Right.
And until we get back our money, there's no way we're going to get back our media or our education. So.
Right.
Anyway, that is all I called in for, is to recommend that everybody see this new, it's Michael Hoffman Talks About Usury on YouTube.
Okay.
And I'll try and post it in the chat room maybe later on. I bet somebody already has, but thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent, excellent talk today, and love you, Deanna. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Shelley. Appreciate it very much. All righty. Did you have some comments that you'd like to make to what Shelley said?
Oh, sure. I think, you know, it one of the best things that's going to help anyone that is concerned about any of these things is to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, when he came, you know, he wanted us to love God, but also to love others all around us. And one thing I see in the Patriot or the Truth movement is a lot of people, they want to say, oh, these people down the street, they have darker skin than me, they're the problem, or there's, you know, these people that are different from me culturally, they're the problem. But Jesus said that we're to love everyone, we're even to love our neighbors. So we should have love for people. That doesn't mean we always agree with them. We can have different perspectives and stand up and fight for our beliefs and our opinions and what we think is right in society. But if we base our philosophy on hate, we're not going to get anywhere. We need to line up with the Lord Jesus Christ and love everyone, even love our enemies, and try to bring them over and see them find salvation, because Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, and he wants everyone to find salvation. And so we need to take that message. And much of the Patriot Movement rejects that message, but if we embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ and the message of salvation and take that forward, that's going to be our most powerful weapon in getting change and changing individual lives.
Well, I agree that we should be Christian, but I'm going to stick with Jesus when he calls him as he sees him, and that's exactly what I do. And if that sounds like hate speech, well, I guess that's the way it's going to be. We'll be right back after a break.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
has been Michael T. Snyder. His websites are theeconomiccollapseblog.com and endoftheamericandream.com. And my question, as far as, and my philosophy is this. Yes, we should forgive our neighbors. We should forgive other people on a personal level. However, who would Jesus bomb? Would he have lobbied Congress to bomb Iraq and kill the children in Gaza? We need to recognize the enemy and their organizations in order that we can get back what used to be our country, and our lives. And certainly when we do that, if we do that, then, well, where was I going with this? I guess I was just thinking about some of the things that have happened recently, such as 9/11 and this psychotic projection of the things that certain groups do, and then they blame other groups. Blaming an entire nation, like Iraq, for 9/11, and then going in and bombing that country to smithereens, is that a Christ-like thing to do? No. We need to take the country back. Okay, live a Christian life individually. That's great. But the things that this country has done, this so-called Christian country has done, is absolutely reprehensible. Your comments.
Oh, and I would say this country is most definitely not a Christian country. You know, in fact, every poll, every survey shows that that number of people that actually subscribe to Christianity or Christian beliefs is rapidly declining, and our country is controlled by elitists. As I mentioned previously, if you go up to the highest level of all these elitist organizations and secret societies, you know, it all turns out that they're worshiping Lucifer. They're occultists, they're Luciferians, they're into the ancient pagan religions, and at their core, they consider themselves to be the arch enemy of Christianity. And so, so they're definitely opposed to, you know, what truly patriotic Americans are trying to do. But the way to overcome that is not by hating them even more, but I would say it's through love. Love is more powerful than hate.
I somehow don't think that they experience that kind of love, or that they could reciprocate. I think they're out to get us. And as Jesus said, they are the synagogue of Satan, and you can see what they did to him. So, and I think that he probably would have extended his Christ-like love to them, but they certainly didn't give him a chance. So anyway, we're quickly running out of time. It's been interesting having you on the program today. And again, the websites are theeconomiccollapseblog.com and endoftheamericandream.com. Thank you so very much, Michael, for being on the program.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.